We're going to read the just one verse, Romans 8:28. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to His purpose. So let's pray and then we'll continue. Father, I do thank You for this evening, and I thank You for this opportunity to open Your Word specifically to this passage. Lord, I pray that You would help me to accurately deliver Your message to Your people tonight. Lord, help us open our ears and our hearts to receive Your message. Lord, I pray that You would help us to make change where necessary, where You want us to change. Lord, I thank You for that. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. The first 10 words of this verse are typically the only ones quoted. And we know that all things work together for good, as though there's a period there. I believe that it's been used many times to provide false hope for some people, because it's very clear when you continue reading in the verse who all things work together for good for. Okay? Can it supply hope? Of course it can. But the question is, to who? And the answer is very clear right here in that verse. To them that love God. To them who are the called according to His purpose. So I think it's important that we break this down a little bit. Most people, if you were to ask them, especially Christians, do you love God? They're actually going to say, well, sure I do. I love God. Jesus said, if you love Me, keep My commandments. So if I don't keep His commandments, am I loving Him? Our obedience to God proves our love for Him. In fact, I believe it's the gauge by which our love for Him is measured, is our obedience to Him. I'm sure you've heard the cliche, put your money where your mouth is. Walk the talk. Jesus put it this way. He said, where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. If we expect all things to work together for our good, we must obey God. I remember when our children were at home, when they were obedient, things were nice. They were happy. We wanted to bless them. If they came to us and says, Daddy, can I do so and so? Can I have both? Sure. But when they, and I say when, I'm not sure if they ever even tried. Maybe they knew better, but immediately following them being disobedient, that wasn't the time for them to come and ask for some special blessing. Right? The same is true with us and God. When we're being disobedient to God over something, and then we go to Him in prayer and say, God, would You help me with so-and-so? He's going to say, did you know that David said in Psalms, if I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. So what's He saying? If I am involved in willful sin, knowing that God doesn't want me to do that, and then I turn right around and ask Him for a favor? God ain't going to hear that. God's not going to answer that. That person is not going to have all things working together for good for them. Okay? He also says that these things work together for good to them who are the called according to His purpose. So the question is, who is it that gets categorized as the called. I don't believe that's just that person that's called to preach or called into some mission field to work on the mission field for life. Those aren't the only people who are called to His purpose. The word call means to summon, command, a request to come. Jesus called His disciples. How did He do that? He just went to them and said, "Follow me." And they did. He called a little child to come to Him in Matthew chapter 18. The child came. In fact, I want you to turn to Matthew chapter 22. Matthew chapter 22. Verse 2, the Bible says, "The kingdom of heaven is like unto a certain king which made a marriage for his son and sent forth his servants to call them that were bidden to the wedding, and they would not come." This particular call is the call of the Holy Spirit for us to come to Jesus for salvation. The Bible teaches us that every man and woman will at some point in their life will have an opportunity to be saved. They will receive that call. So back to the verse, Romans 8:28. To them who are the called according to His purpose. Verse 14 in this same chapter says, "For many are called, but few are chosen." How come they weren't chosen? Because they chose not to come. That was their choice. Okay? All things are under God's control. Yet He allows us to make choices. He influences us, but still gives us the latitude to make choices. Okay? This is important that we understand this, because when we're reading this verse, Romans 8:28, and hoping for this difficult circumstance that we may be going through to work out for good, we need to make sure that we're following under the proper guidelines that God has set here so that they will turn out good for us. Okay? And that's important when it comes to the decisions that we're making to be obedient to Him. Opportunity affords all people to be saved. And of course, it's our choice to accept it or reject it. If we are obedient to God's commission, which, by the way, when we get saved, God has a job for us. He doesn't just save us and say, "All right, now do good and be good, and one day I'll come back and rapture you." No, He leaves us here for a purpose. If we had no purpose, He would save us and then take us straight to heaven. He gives us gifts. Everybody in here has a spiritual gift, maybe more than one. And He wants us to use these gifts. So God, He calls us all to salvation. It's our choice to answer that call and come or not. Then He gives us another calling to fulfill His purpose in our life using the gifts and talents that He's given to us. Okay, so all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to His purpose. So that person that all things are going to work together for good for is that person who has accepted the call to salvation. And they've accepted the call to use their gifts and talents for His purpose. Not their purpose, but His purpose. There's a lot of people out there that have used their talents, their God-given talents, for their purpose. to earn money, to earn fame, for all kinds of other things, selfish motives, but not for God's glory and for His purpose. That person will not fall into this category. All things work together for good. But the person who accepts Jesus as their Savior, and then that person also accepts the call to utilize their gifts and talents for His purpose, they can rest in the promise of this verse, that all things work together for good. That's important, especially when we're struggling, especially when we're facing difficult circumstances, especially when we don't have enough money to pay our bills, or we're facing a serious health issue. All things do work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to His purpose. Amen. Let's all stand for just a minute, if you would.